ולאר זה זיזה מהנוקת. פיר שרשה, נישה למייכן, ויפה גם די המייכן אמון כשימש כדודת, אין כדיסה בשוי יוסי, הנה מילה בנוקת מדווי, אבל נוקת מחד נמון, אפילו אין נוקת כדודת, וגסים בשוחה ולידינו, נת וליודה, ובחינון דוחת לפורשתם, דרוך הפורשפיה, דאף אגב, די מקחם יודי, נלם וקידה, סודץ חבנתם שיט, במאי שניהם נשבוי, איסי שעמיכם נישאי, ייפתא משבוי, יידוך ייש בשבוי דרעי. סודץ למחלקת ביטוי, חבנתם נדרש, קודם תראה שזוהי דחו כנומי במחאי בשבוי, וכן הפתא בשבוי. קודם רב נתם, דהלוך על בידכות מחייב שבוי ימין, דתליגה בשבוי, הידכות, is like trading. And רשעים say that. In other words, Joseph the Gemara says, כל מוקים שמינו תירך אותה, תירו הידכות הרי הוא כאן שניים. So the Torah was mining in הידכות, והרופה, והסייטה, והמסבילו, so מלא, he has mnemonics like two. And the other one, who is Matreshim, so the Torah did not give the other one a mnemonic. So maybe the first one has mnemonics like two, and the second one has no mnemonics altogether. So Rav Natam Shiti is, that the Dechot Ligabi Shvuye is like trading. Now trading, certainly a mnemon not only to be Meitzi, not only to be Mechayel Shvuye, to Pater also. יש לי צגל וחיימא. סמנלה, דס המנתם.
Rabbi, who's the aid that Rabbi's calling to aid him? The storekeeper?
The one. No. The storekeeper himself is like an aid. If it's in a chamiyode, he has no mnemonis of Baldova. But he has mnemonis like a third party. And I'm he testifies. Sammele, he has mnemonis like two.
But there's no one else going against him. There's no other aid.
No.
Because Rebbe mentioned that if one aid testifies, so then
there's
two aids.
Yes,
there's another aid.
Yeah,
is it a different case if there's another aid?
That no, I mean aid. That's in general. I mean, when looking for the theory, that's what aid can say. So maybe the Torah was only mining
the first aid.
The one who testifies that reaches aid. Or Nitrio, or Meisbailo, but the one who says Loi Meisbailo, and Loi Oyin says Ayrei, the Torah does not give mnemonis. So here, the Meicheya, if he makes the other, he has no mnemonis of Baldova, but he has mnemonis of Eidechot, and the Gabi Shvuye and Eidechot has the same mnemonis as two Eidi. So the Meile, not only is he mnemon, to Mechai Vishvuye, he is certainly Nemon to Patra Vishvuye also. That's Rav Natamshi. And Rashi is really, Rashi Shiti is that Yidechol only is Nemon to Mechai Vishvuye, not Patra Vishvuye. Now the Ramban agrees partly with Rav Natam and partly with Rashi. He says, insofar as Vishvuye the Rais is concerned, so Yidechol is not Nemon to Patra. Because the Torah gave mnemonis to Yidechot only to Mechayev Yishvui, and not to Pater of Yishvui. But in regard to Yishvui, the Rabbonon Lakia, Shoyechot Eirich, Tegit Alishchot Eirich, so then Yidechot has mnemonis from the Rabbonon to Pater of Yishvui. That's the machlekes between Rasha and Ramita. Vashte Gorashapir, Vriyoda, Diyoda, have a nemon kidechot, umil have a motzal yishnuye de lesa kamein din ishai. Birim yiforesh, di nisha lohem imi kibil hamech ramoi. Sheino nuchayr din isam lishakir vodze, leima nosat iblu lo nosa. Di gam hei min amachuki, alo min yisratza hamech, alo bintzina samoye is, eino chuki, sam mele, so he can so it can be Eres according to the Ri, we can be Eres v'lo yada. because they are only, the only disagreement is as to whom the Meicher was in Sratz, but not, and not who gave the money. Now, so from Rashi, it's mashma. No, so from Rashi it's mashma that the Shnai Meirs in Vitalis has reference not only to Mitzie, it also has reference to Mechamemcha. In other words, not the Meicher holds the Talis, but the two Lokhrik. So Chabidai the Chadalko, they hold the Talis. And that's the Shite of Chabitam Ender. However, the Rif Shite is that the Shnai Meirs in Vitalis is reference only to Mitzie, but not to Mechamemcha, because in his case of Mechamemcha, so they don't hold the Talis, the Meicher holds the Talis. Let's hear what happened. Mechamemcha learns the Zuzen Manokat, לא צריך את לנוקת מטבעי, אחד מדייטי ומאחד בעל כוח. לא יודע מי הוא מדייטי, מי הוא בעל כוח. כל כזה יבשים לבקוח את חצי, חצי, ופלגלו, טאוס, ופלגלו, לידו. תון רבות, הוא דאז בלגיל כמאי לידו. אין מסי בזמן שתואני בהידלי, אבל בהידם בעצמי יוכלו לארזבי, יוכלו לארזבי שהפשע עושה על הפשע. ודאז בלבין כמאיד מדומה והשול ישנמו משנה. זה עם הכך וזה עם הכך והשול ישנמו. כך השול ישנמו. Because they both gave you mnemonics. In other words, the mnemonics of Sholish is based upon Daz Baldin. In other words, because if somebody appoints another person as a Sholish, so in other words, they in effect say, whatever the Sholish will say, this is the truth. אין מסי בזמן שהשליש שייץ אינטרסיודי, אבל אין השליש שייץ אינטרסיודי, הרי כחול הרב. נמון בעל המקח לימה, לא זה מחרתי ולא זה לא מחרתי. אין מסי בזמן שהמקח ייץ אינטרסיודי, אבל אין המקח ייץ אינטרסיודי, הרי כחול הרב. ואמרים לו, לא בנר זה סוזה מנוקת, לא יצריך לנוקת מדבי. יום אחד מדייתי ואחד ברכוך, ושלמים ממנו, והיחד עם המקח ייץ אינטרסיודי של המלכה, אינם למה למה מהי נקית ממדייתי, מהי נקית ממחוקוך. כי כשלון, הודי גרסיון הוכה בלויודע, מי הוא מדייתי, מי הוא בעל כורך אינמון, ואף על גב דין המקח ייץ אינטרסיודי, דו שני מרז ויטלס קטוני, ומסתבר לון, דו הודי קטוני שני מרז ויטלס, לא בעקו למילסה קטוני, אלו המציאה בלחוץ קטוני, אבל מקח וממך, כי דייסה בדייסה ביודע מייחר, כי דקטונה בפרייסי, ומשמוך אמרינו ולא יודע מי הוא מידי תאו מבעל כוח, because the מייחר has possession. תאו יודע מהמון, אבל לסה ביודע מייחר, ושני ימי הזווי, אין בעל המקח נמון לחוד אלים, אבל זה מחרת ולא מחרתי, אבל עד עם היסטורית הכי מבעדי כשעולה בזדן. So the Rif is the only one of the Rishim to Mitzia and not to Mechamemcha. All that Rishim and Tam Rashi, I mean the Rosh, the Ramban, the Bar Moya, they all agree that the Shnai Meirs Mitalis is referenced, like the Pashtus Losh HaMishne, that the Shnai Meirs Mitalis is referenced to both, to Mitzia and to Mechamemcha. Now, the Gemara says, Lema mastis in loich benanis. Di benanis oma keitzat eilu be eilu boini di shvesha. In other words, chambon al pinkos. So what is the case? In other words, if peyalim works for the balabai, and they have to give them the stress of what they work, let's say 10 years. But he didn't have any cash in tens at a time, so he told the balachanus that he should give them the peyalim, the 10 zuz, and then he'll reimburse it. So then they all come to Besdin, the Pearin, the Balabais, and the Chanvin. And every the Chanvin says, I gave the Pearin. Now the Balabais has to reimburse me. And the Pearin say, no, they didn't get paid. So the Balabais still owes. And the Balabais himself doesn't know anything. He's a king, Tani Shemo. So the Chachamim say that the Pearin swear, and their Neitel, their Stires, and their Chemven swears and his Neitel what he claims he gave to the Pearin. But there is a difference. Even though that they both swear and they take, there's a difference. Insofar as the Pearin are concerned, so the Barabbas is in the idea is the Pearin Martin and his that he didn't pay him what he's in Khuyev to pay them, and the Barabbas is staying in Tani Shemo. So, but what kind of a Tani Shemo is it? Is it Tani Shemo in the idea in Pratich? Now we passed in the Machlekes between. In regards to the Machleke, which is Rav Nachman and Rav Huna, it's the word of Bore B'Shem of Bore Odi. So we pass from, like Rav Nachman, the Bore B'Shem of Love Bore Odi. But even Rav Nachman is made in the case of Bore B'Shem of, when the Shemo is in Yidea, in Piraticho, so then we say Bore Odi. Some Mele, Midirai say, yes, insofar as the Pelim are concerned, so the Pelim are entitled to get paid without Ishwe. But Chachomim are Misati Ishwe. As far as the Chemban is concerned, so it's Mamish a case of an Yidein Ischayafti. And since we pass like Rav Nachman, that Bor B'Shem is not Bor Odi, so Midirai said they don't get paid altogether. But Chachomim are Misati that they should get paid, but they have to take Ishwe. So, but the Pearin, so the Shwe, so they get paid with the Raisa without Ishwe, and the Chambani with the Raisa don't get paid at all. But both, according to the Rabbonim of Benanis, Amish boy. So Benanis is Chelik, he said, one which is surely going to be Nishbal Sheker, because it's impossible that. But both say the emes. Some male Benanis says they both get paid below Ishwe. And here the Mishnah says that both get paid, that both get the half with Ishwe. So should we say that this Mishnah can only come out like the Rabbanan of Benanis, not like Benanis? So the mother says no.
Why the Balabais, the Chemin, why should he not get paid?
Because we passed from Bore B'Shem Olav Bore Odi, and the Chemveni is in Yedea in Mishayat. Because the Balabais didn't owe him anything, the Pearin owed, but the Chemveni didn't owe anything. So the question is, did he become a Chuyet, the Balabais, to the Chemveni or not? So it's in Yedea in Mishayat, so we passed
from... Didn't he borrow money from him?
He didn't borrow money. He told him to lay out the money. But the question is that the Pearin say that he didn't lay out. He didn't get from the Chemveni pen.
I think it's a two-stage process. He borrows the money.
No, please. If he borrowed the money before from the Chemveni.
Not borrow so directly in a different case.
Yeah.
But when he tells him, when he tells him to pay the Pearin,
so he asks
so
he's
in effect telling him to do
money,
two things.
So he asked him to lend him money. But the Pearin say, he didn't give them anything. So there was no milve realized.
No, because I put the halva took place as soon as he makes the request.
No,
and then he has to
deliver. No, the Balabais was not there when the Chemveni was supposed to give the pair. He was not there.
So it's in the day in Schayapti,
we passed him like a Nachman, the Bore B'Shem Olav Bore. All right.
So the Rebbe is saying that the Balabais
by paying the toll and is not satisfying his original loan to the Nemoni, he's taking a new loan for the Nemoni?
Yeah, it's a new loan. It's a new loan. So the Gemara says, I feel a thing when I'm Hosan, what are you kish for a shop? Hoch, he told me, my dog is for a shop, he might be to buy it, but I don't have it. Now the Gemara says, Lame must be in the loy to some. By Shershon of a Sapporo, or the Machu for the Hamea, so the Chabon will say, Momina, the Tamik Mechadil of Raya, and Tzumcha says, Chilkin, but Chilkin without the Shwe. Chil, oh, my Momina, I'm going to be so Chilkin without the Shwe. So, and here the Mishnah says, it's also a Shwe. That is Chilkin Shwe. So the Gemara asks, the Ramai Rabbonon can certainly not come out according to the Rabbon. Because according to the Rabbonon, So there is no chlukah altogether. So the Gemara asks the Kashe, "Hi, my, I am a Bishlemi Rabbonon. How some do it have set up? Aye, by Machlipo, by Chamei, or by Sheshen Rosapo, am Rabbonon Mishchal Varei. How can it have aye pass? Tapse, Paulgalo Bishwe. Elo Yamre Tzumches Hashke. Uma how some do it have set up aye." Now, so the question is, what is the question between the Havamine and the Maskona Bima? It cannot come out like Sumches, but it cannot come out like the Rabbana. And then the Gemara refutes that, he says that, he says, it cannot, certainly cannot come out like the Rabbana, because according to the Rabbana, so I meet some Chavir of a Raya, so there's no chluk altogether. What is it? I think it's told when two holy Torahs. So do we say that on beginning is considered that each one is in music in the whole Torahs? Some may read Chilkin, or if two holy Torahs, so each one is in music in every Torahs. If we say that each one, when two holy Torahs, each one is in music only in every Torahs, so Mele, as far as Hef is concerned, so is in Mosek in the Kippis. What is in Mosek? So there is no need for Ishwe. But if we say that when two holy towers, so each one is in Mosek in the whole towers, so he cannot say he keeps it without Ishwe. Because if he keeps it without Ishwe, he is in effect Meitzi, the other half of the tower. From the other fellow, so Mele he has to swear. So that's what it is so like. So the Gemara says, I feel it in the Sumchas. Ki yom ha-Sumcha Shemo v'Shemo. Avo boru boru lo yom. U rabe baravune edom ma'ikro. I feel it in the Sumchas. Ki yom ha-Sumcha Seichad v'ke t'ror di momene. Avo heichad v'ke t'ror di momene eloi. So here there is a machlekes between Rashi and Tei. The pshat of most machines like this, draw the memory means that there is a sopik without the tannis. Even without the tannis, so Bezin is a sopik. Let's say, Sheshnor is a poor. Suppose they don't come to Bezin. So Sheshnor is a poor means it will be tzidor. And the question is, was the blood also nigach by the Sheir or not? So even without the Balitvorim coming to Bezin has his office. Or the same thing, Machlech Vorab HaMeir. But here, without the tiniest, it's two holy towers. What would Bezin say? Two holy towers? It belongs to both of them. So they create the suffering. So Meir, since they create the suffering, so Bezin cannot pass them unless they did it.
Well, are you saying that because everybody else knows that one of them picked it up before the other? They are the only ones who argue, but the rest of the world knows the truth?
Not that the rest of the world, without that honest, the rest of the world would say, since they both hold the talis, so that means it belongs to both of them.
Yeah, but the question is, we don't know.
Or by buying it, whatever.
No, the question is, let's talk about the case of Metzia. So we don't know who's the one who picked it up first. Either they both picked it up at the same time, or one of them picked it up before the other.
But since they both hold it, so it's...
Yeah, but that doesn't make a difference, because we want to know originally what occurred when they picked it up. And we don't know, right?
But we see them both holding.
Yeah.
So we say it's a riot, that he belongs to both of them.
But it's only because we don't know what happened.
That's right.
But this, the fact they're holding on right now, in no way determines the original fact of who picked it up first.
If they didn't time it, anything, so then everybody, the observer would assume it belongs to both.
Even though one of them picked it up before the other?
So they both picked it up at the same time.
They both picked it up at the same time.
But we don't know what happened.
So why, that's the question. What happened?
So
but since they both hold it. So
I don't see. Look, any other case of Jari and Mona, it's the same thing. We don't know what occurred. So just because two people are holding it in no way determines what originally
happened. Without their kindness, there is a suffering.
Why don't you say they're both holding on to it right now? Let's say they would both come into court holding on to the baby.
Right,
so that in no way determines when it was born.
But that's not the case.
But suppose that was the case. Would you say that's not Jari and Mona?
If Besdin wouldn't know that there was an exchange of Machlokes Baal Pe Hameya.
There wasn't. The cases, let's make the cases parallel to the case of the Metzia. There was an exchange of Machlokes Baal Pe Hameya, and then they come into court being Mukzer in the baby of the Pala. So that's exactly the same case as the Talis. The original...
But if Besdin knows that there was a Machlokes Baal Pe
Hameya. Yeah.
So it's not the same case as the Talis.
Suppose Besdin knows that they picked it up. There was a Metzia and they were picking. We have Adim seeing, witnessing that they picked it up.
Together.
But they do not see who picked it up first or together. They were far away at this
point. In a Hanami, that case it would be different. But that's not the case. That's not the case. Usually, Machlokes Baal Pe Hameya, they don't come to Besdin both holding the baby. Because it's kind of the Agama of issues, the Mosek, no, I come. But not that they both hold the baby, and Schneimer's Metallis, so when they come to Besdin, they both hold the talis.
Can you say that when the talis is found on the street, it's possible that both of them picked it up at the same time? Now, if the two people are holding it at the same time, and they're not tidying anything, that shows that they both agree that they did pick it up at the same time. And anybody who sees them holding it and not arguing would assume that they both picked it up.
Right. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Barabuni Doma Omar Sumchi, Abu Bori Bori Ma'ito Yema. So the Gemara says, Afilu Teime Sumchi, Ski Omar 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 Sumchi, Ski So according to this, the pshat is very simple. So the late time he's saying there is a suffering. Vikal neim hakulima, vikal neim hakulima, omar sumchas maam vat musaf kheil, ki meloit shvue hoche deleket o adem amane, vikal neim ha tavai o le kolshmo, sapil et haim sumchas, enoch an amen, mid raise, so there is no need for shvue, but shvue zumi le rabbonon, ki le rabbi yechanet, ביומא, מיכנה, ישבו את זה תכון הסחכוני, של תרחות ביחוד הילר, ותגיד על ישראל. But, so that is, so, according to this, is פשעת הורד, no, but you understand it. But how will Rashi explain this tomorrow? Now let's see the Rashi. Rashi says, שמו ושמו, את רואה למומן החיסור עם מומן, שאם יפרה זה שלא יתגיעים, הווה חיסור עם מומן, ונפטרנו שלא יתגיעים, נמצא זה חוס הבלת פרוס, סממילא, ודרי זה חיסור עם מומן, בי מחלפו וחמי יש את נגוס הפרו, so one party will certainly lose money, it's not a question of מיליה סורבה, like מציעה, so then, there is no need for shvui. But where there is no chisor mamay, it's a new gain for each one. So then, it's necessary to make a shvuah. What's the svara? Shiyif chazeh shalei kedin. Have a chisal moment. If the venner shalei kedin, nimtz zeh chosaf vat porosit. ומה עושם דיקתו? עוד מומן איזה מן שמאפת את אחי, אחות ישלוי כדין, אתה מחסרי מומן. So in other words, we have to say in Rashi, what, in other words, like Teisve says, in Sheshanot HaSaporo, and in Asher, that if there is a draw the moment, so then without Tfise, each one is a Mursik. What is Mursik? Mursik does not consist of being holy. If somebody holds, and the Bez knows that he holds it for somebody else, so that the person for whom he holds it is the Mursik. So in other words, Mursik means that he has a Shaykhs to it. So if there is a draw at the moment, so is he Shaykhs to it. So we have to say the same thing in regard to Rashi's pshat. In other words, if there is chisal mamein, so then is more of a mursik. Mashinkin, where there is no chisal mamein, it's a question whether he can gain money from the mitzie, so then he's not a mursik. Now the Gemara continues. Lema masnis in the loich Rabbi Yisi. Loich Rabbi Yisi. Dik Rabbi Yisi. Dik Rabbi Yisi. Ha-Omar in Kima Yisit Ram. Nishnayim Shifti Yisrach. Ze Monam, ze Mosayim. Ze in the Mosayim Shavit. Vize in the Mosayim Shavit. So, the Rabbonon say that Nishin was a money, was a money, because that's true. That each one was mafit at least the money. And the one shlishi is that it's mutu bisofin is yei munach ashiyo ben yo. So Yisi says, no, if you do that, so the Ramai will never be made it. So what does Rabbi Yisi say? That everything is in munach. So this Mishneh that says, we don't say the talus is in Munach HaKivu Yo and no one should get it. It's not like Rabbi Yisi. Elamai Rabbonon, Kidin Dam Rabbon Nashor in Munach HaKivu Yo, Hon Hamek Yishod on it, this way to Haimai. I am a Bishlim Rabbonon. Hosom, I am a Bishlim Rabbonon. Hosom the Badai. Haimon Lechad Nayu, Am Rabbon in Munach HaKivu Yo. Hochet Bishol Neymar Bitafayu, I'm a rabbon of power in Bishvue. So Bezin seems there is no Bade Ramai, so Bezin has no right to say Yimunach. Yimunach is also a Shilu Bezin. Like hold on in Rav. In other words, Bezin says, we're not going to resolve your case, we're not going to pass you. Yimunach HaShiyov Elio. So, but here it's not Bade Ramai, so Bezin has no right to resolve itself. Bezin has to pass, since Bezin doesn't know. So Bezin has to decide upon a chluke, and but the chluke will be shvue. In Amehosom Konisot Abdeis Liramai, Keyeche the Leide, Hochamai Pshide Islei, the Leide, so Tenach Mitzie, Mekomem Chamai Kelemema. So, by Mitzie, so Mekachmem Chamaikel Neymar or Yikim Levikim Udom Nitavai Vi Avrina Yeimuna Chatalis Vadom Menochim Is Mitzie Leramai Vi Yaem Eskim Fiyakshi Elo Machvat Geshim Mikor. In other words, that there, so there is a Vada Ramai, but here there is no Vada Ramai, because of the possibility Tavaye Bado de Adbo. Vein Rabonon, Vein Rabi Yisi, Hosom, Mane, Dilo Yamrino Nafkele, Omeinim Balabayis, Yimuna Hachiyo Veliyo, Do Bivada Yike Ramai. So there we should also say, since Bala Yike Ramai, so Yimuna, Bezin should be Misali itself from the Pampaskan. So in order to test, there is not Shaiach Bezin should be Misali himself, because there we have two Torahs. We have one litigation between the Balabais and the Chamai. We have another litigation now between the Levayis and the Kehillim. So how can Bezin say, since one of you is a Ramai, so then we don't want to become involved. We don't owe you any chayit. Because the Chemini can say, why don't you owe me a chayit? I'm an honest man. And the Pehillim can say the same thing. Hosamai Chaime, that's the beginning of the Pshat Nimoy. Hosamai Chaime, Domale Chemini with Balabais. And no Abde Abdite.
I understand the Kasha of the Gemara. According to Tosos, this whole principle of Ramai and the focus between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yossi is that if they're Muksa. Right? But if they're not Muksa, which is the case by the Chemini, all of this principle doesn't apply. So what's the Gemara's Kasha? Why is the Gemara equating the two? By the case of the Chemini, they're not both Muksa and Rabbi. The Chemini was the original person who was holding on to the money.
Yeah.
And Poholim are not holding on to the money right now.
No.
But by the case of the Mana Shlishi, they're both holding on to the money, according to Tosos.
Yeah.
So why is it more equating the two?
Since he stood in Torah, so the fact that one is a Vada Ramai has nothing to do with the kindness of each Baldova. What has it? He has nothing to do with the Pehillim. He only has to do with the Balabais. He said, you told me to lay out the money. I laid out the money. You have to pay me back. What do I have to do? He's a stranger to me. I never saw it.
Okay, so even if you say there are two different cases, litigations going on right now, so, but still, the Chemini is the one who's holding on to the money.
Yes.
And the Balabais is not.
Yeah, that's right.
So we should apply the principle, as you said, Bari Vishamalav Bari Adif, where there's a Takana Durabana or whatever. But how can we use the principle of the Machlokis between Rabbana and Rabbi Yossi? That doesn't apply.
Bari Vishamalav Bari Adif has nothing to do with it. Here there is a Takana Shachon, that each one should be natal each one. So each one. But there's nothing to do with it. Bari Vishamalav Bari Adif, Olav Bari Adif.
Yeah, but still, I understand the kasha of the Gemara. What's the question of the Gemara on Rabbi Yossi or the Rabbana? What's the question?
Since there is a Bada Ramai, some melee, so we should say Yemunah, just as
yeah, but Tosu said that the only time you would say Yemunah is only they're both Muzakim, they're both holding on.
So what? But he is holding for both. That depends whether it's Mitzrayah Hadami, the Nifke, holds
it. For both, right.
For both, yeah.
But by the
case, right.
But by the case of the Chemini,
yeah.
The Balabais and the Chemini are not both holding on to it.
So what?
So therefore, the principle of Yamunak doesn't apply.
Why should you lose the money just because?
The only time...
That rule is only shayach when there is one litigation, not when there are two litigations.
But let's do each litigation separately.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's take the case of the Balabais and the Chemini, right? Yeah. That's a litigation.
Yeah, that's right.
Is the Balabais Muksak in the money together with the Chemini? No, the Chemini is the one who's holding onto the money. Why should we say Yamuna?
The Chemini is holding onto the money. The Balabais has the money. They both claim money from the Balabais.
Oh, let's say the Balabais.
Yeah, the Balabais.
So the Chemini is not holding on to the money.
Of course not.
So why should we say Yamuno?
Why should we say Yamuno?
They're not both Muksa.
Because it's not his fault. It's not the Chemini's fault.
But it doesn't make a difference. Tosu said you only say Yamuno when they're both Muksa. The Balabais and the Chemini.
Only when there is one litigation, not when there are two litigations.
I don't see how that answers the question.
Why not? It's
not
only
Muxa,
difference in the world. What is that?
If there's no Muxa, what difference should it make whether it's one case or two cases?
So, that's because there is a Takonis Chachom in the Gant to an idea in Schayakti and in regard to an idea in Pratichov that they have to be NATO this way.
The Tosos on the Beis Amoral.
I know.
The Achlok. So he said only when they're both. I really don't see how you're answering my question. Tosos said very simply that the only time you say Yamuna, if there's a Vade Rama, is if they're both Mukzakim. That's not true in this case. I don't see how you're answering it. In this case, they're not both Mukzakim.
They're not Mukzakim, but two separate litigations, two separate imtoas.
Yeah.
So there's a Takanis Chacham that each one is entitled in his imtoa with the Balabais to be native in the Shul. Separate Takanis Chacham.
Yeah.
All right, fine.
I don't see
so it has nothing to do. Thesis Klala Mozoki is only Shayach when there is one imtoa, not when there are two separate imtoas. Achaya, two separate intolerances. So what has the cloud of both Mozokim do? Two separate intolerances.
But even let's do each din Torah separately.
Yes.
And on each din Torah,
each din Torah separately, there is a special Takanas Chacham that is natal, that the Meitzi is natal relationship with the Tanya. What is that?
What was it? Was Kashu? If that's the case. Well, what was the comparison?
No, the kasha, the makshin, assumed as you assume. So there's the Taras of the Gemara.
No, what was the kasha?
The kasha was...
They're separate in the Torah and there's a special takana.
The Balabais is a mosaic in each litigation. So maybe we should say that Hamitz Mechaveh Olamai.
What does that have to do with the Yamuna?
No, I mean, so you should say Yamuna Chachiyo Ve'yo. So he cannot be made.
Why should
we
say
but we cannot say that the Barabai should give him money because the Barabai certainly doesn't.
Okay. Why in the case of Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim?
Because Bezdin does not have to become involved to involve itself when there is a Vada Rama. Bezdin does not have to involve itself.
In the case of Rav Yossi and the Chachamim, by the Manu Shlishi,
yeah.
Why do we say Yamuna? Because it's a seal of din, you're saying?
Seal of din, yeah.
So once you say what you're saying, then you're really saying what Tosa said wasn't true. That you should always, any time it's a case where you don't know who's the right owner, you should say seal of din Yamuna.
Okay.
As long as Sabade Rama, you should always say...
There's the Kasha of the
Gemara. No, even if they're not Mukzakim, we should still say Yamuna.
That's the kasha of the Gemara. So the Gemara says in the Targus now, we do not say that Bezdin can misalik itself in the case of other Ramai when there are two separate intros. All right, this is the plain pshat. Now, Tana Reb Chiya, Mona li biyodcho, v'aloi merim lo biyodikum, v'oedi miyidi meisei sheyesh lechamishim zuri. Nesele Chavishim Zuz V'yishov al Ashok. Why? Shall it be? Even though there is no Yidoye by the Leve, only at Agora Seidim on 50, shall it be? Hey, do I speak? Dele Nidasi. Mikal Vachem. V'tan etune eshnai v'yaz mitau. Zeyv, I'm not so sure. Woche kim di tofis, anan sage di mai di tofis di dei, u mai di tofis hai di dei, it's for Losh and Mo, it's Matma, it's the bill of Mosek, because Tona Yishova, mai shall it hei do as pi bill me adosi. Mei chatei salon, so Mo is asking the kashe, what kind of a chidesh is it by the priya? How could there be so gedaitoch that in the case where Edema made that he owns 50, so then it shouldn't be Mechayim Shvui. How could Hidoas Valdin be better than Hidoas Edema? So it came as of him. Mora says, no, there could be smart that only by Hidoas Teeth there is a Chiyuv Shvui of Mechayim Shvui. But not by blessing people. So, of Rabbi Salah. Shaloi Tema, he does peep who to Rabbi Rachmon Yeshua. עלי כדרב, יום הרבן נעימה ומרותי, רומי מסרטיים נשובה, חזוקה אין עודום מייספונו בפני ברוכי. שובץ לקשר בלמורה, אוף רבי, נעימה ומרותי, רומי מסרטיים נשובה. צורה שסז וליחוש וכמי שבבדה, ליפוטרש וליקוף הביקור. צורה שדוזמת עם אמפסייז ניס, בוט מי שבבדה. Now, me shvadeide, that is potter of the shvue, of midi mixas, is it Hans Hachonim in the Mishneh? In Hanzokn says, but here the Gemoy, that there are two kinds of me shvadeides. There is one kind of me shvadeide where the person has the time, let's say, like the Gemoy in Yidin, that Yitzchok.
The person has the
time? Yes, the time, because the maid say, I mean the Balavede saw him standing on the mountain, he saw him picking up shvorim or kissing, and he says that you picked up two shvorim or two kissing, and he says, I only picked up one share or one kiss. והמייצים הציעו לו איש בה בפניתי כנאו. מה זה פניתי כנאו? כי אם אתה צריך להגיד שבועי, אתה חסיד את המטרן הנביא, למה הוא צריך להתעבור למצוא כל כך טוב? אז את הכל שחום, מיראי שאי יש, וסוי יש תשווה, אז גמור את אבנון א' סלס, עמד א' עומר רבי יצחק. שני כיסים קשורים מוצא סוי, ועלו עיני אלוהים מצוסי אלאחד, נשבע. שני שבורים קשורים מצוסי, ועלו עיני אלוהיו אלאחד, אין נשבע. מה הייתה לי? וואי בקיסי. So he said, if there is a tiny by the Bala Vede, that he found two, so he has to take his way of the Jesus, and by Shvorim not, my time is shvorim mintechem matoy. So mele, by shvorim the time is not really time's boy, because there is a possibility that even though originally they were two oxen who were tied to each other, but they loosened the knot. But by kissing, some mele is not the time's boy. So on time shemor, there is no shvoy of leading mixas. But kissing loyim mintchado. My time shvorim mintchado. The kissing loyim mintchado. Shnei shvorim kshuvim motzos. Ba'aloyim er motzosi ve'achzartelo echodne. So it's made that he found to what he says. Achzarti harizim nishba. Ve'rab Yitzchok lesli hamitzim tziyam nishba. Yitzchok says that by kissing, so when the time is, the time is boring. So then, he has to swear, he should have been mixed up. But there is a special tonic. He doesn't have to swear.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
You said by the case of the Svarim, the time is, the time is Shemel?
What is that?
By the Svarim, the time is, the time is Shemel? Yeah, and why is there no more of the mixes by time of Shema?
What is that?
Why is it?
Because maybe the mixas requires a time. And time Shema is not a time.
Are you using the principle?
Even if the time is by Harashit and Kotman, and time is boring, so there is no Shvuya maybe.
Are you using the principle of Pesha Asa, Pesha Yitzir?
No.